Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have a special guest. This gentleman actually has a title, and this is one of the coolest titles that I've ever seen on anybody. I mean, and I'm not a big guy for labeling people. That's not where I'm going. I really like this guy's title. And let me just share with you what the title is. Life changer. Yeah, life changer. That's this guy's title. See, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're in real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's what we do. We do it extremely well. We've been doing it for the last 30 years. We have helped so many people change the trajectory of their lives. We've shown them how to stop doing what society told them to do. And we laid out a framework for them to follow so that they can get themselves onto a path of retirement in about 5 years' time. Yeah, and I say about 5 years' time because some people get it done a lot sooner than 5 years. Some people, they need a little extra time. And you know what? It doesn't matter what that actual time is. It's the fact that you made an informed decision to change the path that you're on. And this new path that you're following is creating income streams for you. It is creating wealth for you. It is getting you to a point of retirement. This is a very critical step in your success to change the road you're on. Now, Greg has the title Life Changer. And the reason he has this title is because we have a group of members that were hand-selected by our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, specifically because they have achieved all of the things that we teach people how to achieve, and they have changed their lives. And along that path, they also have the gift of teaching. They are very, very good at taking all of these concepts that we talk about in our educational program and scaling them down so that somebody like I and you can grasp them easily. So on today's show, I have Greg. He's one of our life changers. And Greg, I want to welcome you to the show. I know you're a busy guy. You own like a ton of real estate. But I think one of your passions is helping others. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Thank you for having me on, Al. It's good talking to you again. And gee, I hope I can live up to that intro you just built me up with.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think to be honest with you, it's a drop in the bucket for you because I've seen you in action. And I've participated in the educational programs that you provide for our members. You have a very interesting perspective. And what I want to talk about today is, I mean, we can talk about all of your successes in real estate. I know that you've doubled your wealth and you've owned like 2,600 units of real estate. You're a lead investor. You're a passive investor. You own single family properties. You've even dabbled in flipping. But what I want to talk about is what you see in the classroom. I mean, when our members, and 9 times out of 10, every class that comes to you is packed full of folks that have decided to join our organization. And their first step is with you. It's getting that education that creates that foundation so that they can become successful, just like you have, just like I have, just like the 50,000 members of our organization. So what do you think are the biggest challenges that people coming into your classroom experience? What is it they have to overcome?
Well, you know, it's funny how the very first couple of hours that we spend when we're talking about all the teachings of lifestyles is a focus on mindset, because that is actually the hardest thing to overcome. And it frustrates some people because they just want to get right to the nuts and bolts of real estate investing. But there's so many people that if they don't really understand the things that they've been taught and the misconceptions they have about money, they really have a hard time making the right steps when they go forward to do other things. So we spend just a ton of time talking about all the things that we were taught as middle-class Americans that are really untrue and actually make our life more difficult.
Do you find that those folks that just want to get to the nuts and bolts, I mean, just show me how we make the money. Do you think they're just maybe a little too aggressive and they need to take a step back? Because, you know, this mindset stuff, it really does help to shape your goals and objectives.
Well, I'm glad you threw goals and objectives in there, Al, because that's actually one of the first things we talk about. We say, you know, money really is not a great motivator. Of course, we all want more money, but there's so many things that if you just look at your daily life, there's so many things that you spend money on or you don't do that you could make more money on. In the long run, money doesn't keep you motivated and keep you going forward. So one of the first things we talk about what is your why? What is it that keeps you motivated? And usually for most people, it's something around family or community or their church or maybe their university that they went to, and they want to be able to give back. And money is a means for giving back. If I have enough money that I don't have to hold down a job, I can spend my time doing charity. That's one motivation. Some people like to donate money to help a cause. And so the why is so critically important to keep us focused and keep us moving forward. And money really isn't a high motivator. And that's actually part of the reason that Lifestyles has its name. Dell always says it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle. And that's such a critical point of the mindset.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, because when I first became a member, I was one of those guys that was kind of like, hey, show me the money, get me to the steps that help me create the income streams. And I realized that was putting the cart before the horse, that I actually had to get my brain straightened out, because I mean, I was following society's game plan, and along the way I figured out there was a different way. But I was being resistant. And I'll tell you what, there's a way to get past that. And we'll talk about it when we come back from the break.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Greg on the show today, and Greg is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's been a member for, well, quite a while, and he has done all of the things that we teach someone to do with regards to investing correctly into real estate. And one of the things that Greg does now is he assists our members with learning all of the information that is necessary to build your own real estate investing business. And we can teach you how to do this in about a 16-hour block of instruction. Some of you are thinking, man, 16 hours, that's a ton of time. But I would share with you, if you compare that to what you did to earn your college degree, that 16 hours is just a drop in the bucket. That's all it is. And I will tell you that drop in that bucket will produce fruits that will allow you to achieve the lifestyle that you've always wanted. Because I'm telling you, the lifestyle you have right now, it may not be what you envisioned for yourself. And it may not hold up. So, Greg, let's talk a little bit about some of those fears that people bring to the classroom. I mean, you know, you get the opportunity to essentially go one-on-one with all of our new members and our established members, because we come back to the classroom because you guys bring in great current event information that we need to hear. But what are some of those struggles that our newest members deal with as they're entering the classroom and trying to change their lives?
Yeah, let me, Al, I'm going to summarize some of the fears, and I'm going to tell you a personal story that connects it. But a lot of people come in, first of all, there's always the fear that lifestyles is a scam. There are a lot of companies out there in the real estate space that don't provide great value. Lifestyles certainly provides excellent value. I've paid for my membership a million times over with the real estate investing we've done. But then the next thing is just really fear. They're afraid that they're doing something risky. You know, it feels much safer to do what I was taught to do, just throw money into my 401k and hope that it goes up. Although all of us who lived through 2008, I know my 401k turned into a 201k, certainly halved. I was talking to somebody else who had it go into a quarter, so he had a 101k. But that's the comfort level a lot of people have. This is what everybody's told me to do. This is what my parents told me to do. This is what my boss told me to do when I first started. I just keep putting money in the 401k, and it's supposed to be good at some point. But here's what's been interesting for me is you put money in the stock market, it might go up, it might go down. You don't know, right? When we buy a piece of real estate, usually we're buying it below what it's worth because it's not maybe suitable for an owner-occupant. So we buy a messed up house, we fix it up, and by the time we fix it up, it's worth more than everything we've got into it. It cash flows for us. We get depreciation write-off. And as we're owning it over time as a rent property, we're paying down the mortgage. So by the time we go to sell it, we hopefully get some appreciation too. That's the icing on the cake. We make money five different ways. And after I started buying single family houses and started really learning this through the Lifestyles model, it became so clear that when I'm analyzing a house, I could tell you, you know, within a minuscule fraction of how much money I was going to make before I bought it. And I couldn't tell you that with a stock. I don't know how much I'm going to make. It goes up or it goes down. I don't know. And I didn't realize how much my mindset had changed until about 4 or 5 years after we started investing. A group of us got together for drinks after work, and one of my wife, Nicole, her friends showed up, and we were there early, the two of us, and so she started asking me about what we were doing with real estate. And I said, oh, yeah, we're buying these single-family houses and renting them out. And she looked at me and she said, oh, I could never do that. It's just so risky. And that was when all of a sudden I realized how much my mindset had changed, because she was the one putting her money in a 401k, had no idea if it was going to go up or down. But meanwhile, I knew exactly how much money I was making, and the returns were great before I even bought the property. And so that's a huge part of the mindset that we have to overcome, is people are afraid to do anything different. They just want to do what they've been taught. They can't really get around the fear enough to examine the numbers, to understand how it works, and realize how just the massive returns that we get in real estate investing.
Yeah, and I think it's for whatever stage of your life you're in, you have a tendency to think that going forward, everything is going to be fine. So, I mean, you're working for an organization, you're stuffing money into your 401k, the stock market appears to be doing okay, but then you get to a point in your life where maybe that stock market isn't doing so well. That, you know, what you call it, the 201k and then the 101k? Yeah.
Yeah, well, imagine you're retired and all of a sudden the stock market takes a huge dip. Do you want to be 75 years old and your net worth gets chopped in half because the stock market goes sideways for a few months? Or a year or 2 years? That's a scary time.
That is a scary time. You know, or people like me, you know, I relied upon a pension. You know, I served 27 years in the Army and figured that pension, that was my golden ticket, only to find out when I retired, that pension pays me one-third of what I've been making on active duty. You want to talk about a financial catastrophe hitting your livelihood? Man, that's difficult. And I know you've got friends that have relied upon pensions that saw those pensions change. You know, something happened out there. For instance, I've got friends that, you know, were in law enforcement and firefighters and things like that out in the state of California where I was at. And, you know, the cities that they worked for, they went bankrupt. And, you know, that retirement money they were living off of it was gone. They were back in the workforce. I mean, have you seen stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you three quick stories. I was at a party once and ran into a guy who's a Detroit cop. And I asked him about his career, and he was planning on retiring like a decade ago, but then Detroit went through bankruptcy. Actually, it was more than a decade ago. He was planning on retiring. Detroit went through bankruptcy. His pension got chopped quite a bit, so he needed to keep working. Or in 2008, Delphi, which was a huge company, a spinoff of General Motors, they went bankrupt, and all the retirees got a 50% pay cut because the pension got taken over by the U.S. government. And then the last story is, even if your company that you work for doesn't go bankrupt, I read an article recently about somebody who had retired from the Washington Post, and his biggest problem was that he had lived a long time after he retired, and inflation just ate away at the value of his pension, and by the time he died, he was living in subsidized housing because that's all he could afford. So, you know, the plan that we've been given as middle-class America is just broken. It's really not a great way to live. And that's why we try to teach people a different way of doing things so that they can build financial freedom and live a wonderful life.
It's an effective plan. I came to Lifestyles Unlimited going through financial challenges. I did the things that I was taught. It changed my life. It did the same thing for Greg. As a matter of fact, Greg, when we come back from the break, I want to get into a discussion of flipping versus buy and hold, because I think people have a misconceived impression of what flipping really is. Stick around.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we got to find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I have Greg on the show with me today. And Greg is a very successful real estate investor. He is invested in over 2,600 units of multifamily. He owns a total of 14 single-family properties in various states. He actually owns property in up to six different states, which means he finds good investments. He understands what the economic drivers are for those investments. And he's not afraid to invest his money someplace other than where he lives. And the reason he does that is because we believe in a concept of live where you want and invest where you want. But what I want to talk about in this segment, Greg, is I want to talk about flipping, because a lot of people watch those HGTV shows where, you know, all it takes is a can of hairspray, some lipstick, and then all of a sudden you're in the flipping business and you're making all kinds of money. And they make it seem like it is so easy. You've tried flipping at one period of your life. How was your experience with flipping in comparison to what you do now with buy and hold real estate?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's just say those HGTV shows are fiction. Let's put it that way. Throw it out there.
Yeah.
Quick story. My contractor that I used to actual in real life used the contractor in Dallas when we were buying single family properties. He got hired to be the contractor on one of those flip these house shows. And I was watching the show once, and the owner, quote owner, was up on the roof installing shingles, and he's going ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. And meanwhile, the professionals in the background are going, installing all these shingles. So I sent him a text and said, hey, how come you never let me put on my own shingles? And he just wrote back, it is not scripted.
You mean those numbers? Are you saying those shows are really for entertainment?
Yes, they are fiction.
Yeah, okay.
The numbers they use are fiction too. But yeah, I tried flipping a house. My timing ended up being bad, but we did everything right. According to what you see on TV, we did everything right. My timing was bad. There's a high-end neighborhood here in Detroit called Birmingham, Michigan. I found a house that was in foreclosure for $280,000. All day long, it should have sold for $430,000. Needed about $50,000 in repairs, so it looked like we were going to get a $100,000 paycheck. Worked my butt off for 30 days. We hired a contractor to fix it up, but I was also there doing a lot of stuff and keeping them in line and making sure the repair work was going really well. Worked really hard for 30 days, but that was the time that Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler had massive layoffs, and not one property in Birmingham sold for many, many months. And we had a ton of cash tied up in this, not only from the purchase, but also the rehab. And just holding it was costing us $3,000 a month. And after 10 months, you know, we were getting really close to running out of cash. And so, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of flipping. We actually got really lucky with that one. Somebody came in and said they wanted to buy the house but didn't think they could. My realtor was smart enough to ask him why. And he said, well, I've got a small house. It was actually a condo, and he said, I just don't think I could sell it. And my realtor said, I bet you the owner of this house would love to buy your condo. So he stepped way up in price. I stepped way down in price, got most of my cash back, and we ended up in a condo that we could rent out, and it was cash flow neutral, which was way better than minus $3,000 a month. But even if we had been successful on that flip, the major problem you have is you get taxed through the nose on a flip. And if you're even better at it and you're doing serial flips where you're doing them like once a month or such, then you have to start paying self-employment tax and Social Security tax. So the tax situation is actually the opposite of the benefits that we get from buy and hold real estate, because I hardly pay any tax. My personal federal income tax last year was 1.2%. Historically, it had run about 25-30%. I paid 1.2% last year, and I qualified for the stimulus checks. But if you're a flipper, you get taxed through the nose. It's absolutely horrible.
So, you know, there's somebody out there listening to you, and they're hearing this 1.2% tax rate, and they're going, you must be hanging out with the mob, because how do you get such a low rate? Share with us, how do you do that? How do you achieve such a low rate of taxes?
Yeah, so when you own a property, there's this thing called depreciation, and it's a paper loss. It's totally legal. Government has all kinds of rules around it. We follow those rules. And with this paper loss, you can offset the income that you get from your real estate. But what's really amazing is if you have somebody who does real estate full-time, as my wife does, and we file jointly, she achieved what's called real estate professional status. And then all of this depreciation, if you don't have real estate professional status, you kind of have to bank the depreciation till when you can use it. But if you have real estate professional status, you can use it to offset any income that you get whatsoever. So we had enough depreciation, it literally offset almost all of my income, almost all of both of our incomes last year. So we paid almost nothing in federal tax.
Doesn't that depreciation show up somewhere in the future when you sell the property? I mean, aren't you really just setting yourself up for a big tax liability in the future?
Well, let's compare to flipping, right? If I'm flipping, I'm going to pay short-term capital gains plus potentially Social Security and self-employment. If all I do is buy one property and then later sell one property, you know, more than a year later, that's long-term capital gains. So that's lower. But then also there's plenty of other ways we can avoid that. You could buy additional property and use the depreciation from that additional property to offset that income. There's also something called a 1031 exchange. 1031 stands for the paragraph in the IRS tax code that allows you to literally just buy another property and defer that capital gains into that new property. And then even better, if you've done a great job real estate investing and you've built up a huge portfolio, the easiest way to stop paying those taxes is simply die. We call that strategy defer, 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 die. And when you die, what happens is your heirs inherit the property at the value that it's worth when you die. It's called a stepped-up basis. And they can turn around and sell that property and pay no gain on the sale. there's just massive benefits that you get from real estate. You just really can't get in any other asset class, and you can't get it from flipping.
I'm just sitting back going, yep, he's right, because I've done those things. And you know what? My tax liability is very low, too. Not quite to that 1.2. So I got some work I got to do, Greg. I got to catch up with you. Here's another thing that I think people have difficulty getting through their mind. Let's say you're in a job and you're making six figures. So, you know, you're probably paying a pretty decent tax rate. I don't know. What's tax rates today? Maybe 20%? I'm just guessing at a number because I don't know what anybody's particular situation is. And then you get to pay half of Social Security and half of Medicare. And then you get to pay, you know, whatever the costs are associated with, you know, performing your job. Maybe you have to dress appropriately. So you have to go out and buy a nice wardrobe. Or maybe you have to have specialized equipment that your company doesn't provide for you, but maybe you have to pay for. And I guess what I'm getting at, Greg, is if somebody was making 100K working in a corporate job, what do you think that they would really need to earn in the form of passive income by successfully and correctly investing in real estate to equate what they take home?
Yeah, well, I want to add one other tax that we didn't talk about yet, and that's state taxes. Al, you live in Texas, so you forget about that, but in some states, those are pretty high. If you live in California, I think it's something like 13%. So if you live in a state like California, you probably got to replace about 40% of your income with passive income in real estate and still have the same net take-home cash to live off of. California is probably one of the worst. If you're in Texas, it might be more like 60%, something along those lines.
Okay, good information. Hey, stick around, because when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Greg some even more difficult questions.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you are afforded an opportunity to transform your life. And what we communicate to you is all of the things that you need to understand in order for that transformation to occur. And this transformation, I'll tell you, it is very, very important. Because if you're like Greg, or if you're like me, information has been imprinted in your mind and reinforced through all of your connectivity to the world. And, you know, Greg and I, we followed a certain mindset because we were taught that the way to become successful was to go to school, get good grades, get into a good college, get good grades, get into the workforce, hopefully get a great job that, you know, pays you a lot of money and you get benefits and maybe you get stock options or a 401k or maybe a pension or maybe a hybrid of all that stuff. That system, it's absolutely broken. Because one of the things that occurs with organizations is a little thing called loyalty or the lack of it. See, an organization expects you to be loyal, but when it comes time to taking care of you, you're just an imprint on the bottom line. And they're going to make those decisions based on how it affects the bottom line of that organization. And if you just happen to be somebody that gets caught up in that dust up, you may be looking at something in your future life that is not going to be satisfactory to you. So one of the things that Greg does is he helps our members transform. He shows them the correct way to invest in real estate, because we have learned that by successfully investing in real estate assets, and as Greg pointed out earlier in the show, it pays us five different ways. We have assets that are continually providing sources of income streams to us. Now, some of those streams have to be tapped by transacting a property. In other words, selling the property or doing a refinance to get your money back out. And that's okay, because when you understand what you're doing with real estate investing, you can go as fast or as slow as you want, but you have to go through that transformation. So, Greg, you get to see firsthand our students, our members going through that transformation. What is it that goes on in the classroom? What do you see on your side?
Well, that's a good question, Al. So you started the show here talking about my title as life changer, and it's actually something I do take very seriously. And we talked about the mindset, and some of the hardest things to do is overcome that middle-class mindset that we have been ingrained in our head. So I think the hardest part initially is just to get people to realize that there's another way, and it's a better way, and it's not scary once you know how to do it. And there's Lifestyles has the resources to show you how to do it. And through the network, you have support systems to help you make sure you're staying on the right track and doing it right. But what's actually also interesting for me, the part that I didn't expect, they're almost heartbreaking stories. I talked to a guy from Hawaii the other day, and he's 48 years old, and he had $20,000 in his net worth, not including his house. And he just realized retirement's coming up fast, and I don't have the money in the bank. And, you know, if you come to the Lifestyles and you don't have two nickels to rub together, usually what we tell you is go figure out how to save some money. But if you're somebody that has a little bit of money, that you got enough to get going, we can show you how to do it. So I was talking through with this guy and spending time talking to him about, all right, what are the steps that he's going to probably have to take to overcome this? I wouldn't call it a hole, because he's got a little bit of a savings, but it's a huge transformation for him. You think about it, he's been working for 30 years. He's been working for 30 years and he's got $20,000 saved up, right? If he works another 30 years, that's still not going to be enough to retire. He's got to make a huge change in his life. And that's part of the reason that I teach the two-day. I love to be able to give people just the basic semblance. The two-day just kind of gets you going, but it gets you the basic semblance of some of the key tools that you need. And then, of course, there's a whole host of other classes that's available to the Lifestyles members to cement that knowledge, to go deep on some of the technical issues. But my job there is to get them over the hump, first of all, to get them interested and to understand that real estate's a great way to go, and give them some of the basic skills to get going. That's a key thing. But it has been just, again, I take it really seriously. It's been interesting talking to the different people, and sometimes heartbreaking when you hear the stories of the people and the pain that they're dealing with, and realizing that the financial model that they've been following is not working. You know, oftentimes they feel like they're driving 60 miles an hour headed at a brick wall, because they know that they can't work until they're 90. They're going to have to stop working, and they just don't have the money. And how are they going to get there? That's why I love Lifestyles. That's why I love giving back. It's changed our lives financially, and I'm hoping that I can change a few people's lives. I'd love nothing better than, you know, a few years after somebody's come to my course, that they give me a call and they say, hey, thank you so much, because my life is totally different now. That's what I'd love to hear.
I'm going to say it guy to guy, so this may sound a little weird, but I heard the emotion coming through your voice, because what I heard was compassion, and I heard compassion for not just a member, but for a fellow human being. And, you know, we see that. We see that in our membership. We see people that come to us because they get to that point of desperation. And we can't change anything that got you to that point of desperation. But we can certainly show you what a different reality looks like. And we can give you all the tools that you need, as well as all the support systems that you need in order to be absolutely successful. And we can help you break down those fears. I think that's one of the biggest things that occurs in that two-day financial freedom seminar. It's really helping people break down those fears. And we were kind of talking about this at the beginning of the show, you know, and it gets back to that mindset. It gets back to the concept that you've been doing something for so long, even if it's wrong, you think it's right. And now you get to this point where you've got a choice to make. Do you see people having those aha moments in the two-day course that you teach? I mean, you know, what are some of those aha moments that where people, you know, get it all of a sudden?
Yeah, so one of the downsides of COVID, Al, is I teach the 2 day, as you mentioned. It's the same content that we used to do in a hotel room or Saturday and Sunday, but I teach it over 4 nights. Downside is I can't see anybody. So it's hard for me to get the revelations, but occasionally I do get somebody that reaches out. And even just talking to my family members, I can tell you that, you know, that middle-class mindset is such a hard thing to overcome because you talked about it earlier. You know, you're taught go to school and get good grades and then go to college and get good grades and go get a good job and hopefully one that has a 401k. And that's the thing that's been imprinted on all of us. And it's just so hard to overcome that. But it is exceptionally amazing when you see people do it. I have seen a number of people now who didn't have enough money when they joined to go right up to the preferred membership and get into apartment investing. And they just started off buying a little simple single family house. And then maybe they stepped up after a couple of years to the next level where Lifestyles helps you buy more houses, the challenge program. And then all of a sudden they get on a turbocharged course and they start really exponentially increasing their net worth. Like everybody I know that's joined Challenge, it seems like a year or two later they're joining preferred membership because now all of a sudden they've generated enough cash and enough net worth that they want to get into the apartment space. And it's just wonderful to see that because you know that their lives have changed substantially. And that's, to me, the most rewarding part. You know, we're all kind of a collegial group. We help each other. We talk with each other, share ideas. But it's just really amazing when you can see somebody's life has improved so much from having gotten involved and having taken the steps and taken action because nobody's going to force you to do anything. It's all your drive, your initiative that will get you there. We'll give you the tools. We'll give you some support. That's what we do as a group. But it will be up to you to take the steps and take initiative. But it is amazing to see people's lives transform.
Hey, speaking of transformation, I know you and Nicole have been members for about 10 years, and we're down to the last 30 seconds of the show, so I just want to let you know that, because if I were to ask you one of those questions, it might take a few seconds more than that to answer. But how has your life transformed now that you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in comparison to what you were doing before you became a member?
So we've retired my wife through real estate. Our real estate kicks off enough cash now that it's been more than the income that we brought home. So I don't worry about getting laid off anymore. We made some great friends. It's been a wonderful experience. And again, it's about the lifestyle. It's not about the money.
I agree with you. Hey, Greg, we're at the end of the show. I want to say thank you so much for your time. I know you've made a difference in somebody's life. And if you're ready to change the path that you're on, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And like Greg said, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.